Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel, in stock now. Rotoflex by Blunston. Stability meets the freedom to move. Welcome to the Summer Run Home with your hosts, The Professor, James Rochford and Andrew Barney Barnett.
Oh, yes, it is the Summer Run Home for the last week. Sadly, we've had such a wonderful time and it is a big welcome to all of you that are tuning in again. Yes. And it is a big thanks to Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel in stock now and Rotoflex by Blundstone. Stability meets the freedom to move. Welcome to all our listeners, however yous are tuning in. I've changed to that now, buddy. Do you like it?
Yeah, it's good. I like it.
Yeah, thank you, mate. SEN 1170 AM in Sydney, SEN 693 AM in Brisbane and 1620 SEN AM on the Gold Coast. If you are listening live on the SEN app, perhaps you're out for a stroll. Maybe you're on your jet ski. Maybe where do you listen to your SEN app, Barney?
Where do I? In the car now.
In the car.
It's compatible with Apple CarPlay. I don't know if you've heard.
Well, it's clear. We've spoken about this. Crystal, hello and welcome to you. You can download the SEN app at the App Store or Google Play Store. For those of you listening late, you're tuning in belatedly on the Run Home with Joel and Fletch podcast. You've only got one more week of us.
Yeah.
And then old Fletchy boy and Jolie are back in the seat. You can subscribe at Spotify or Apple Podcast to hear our last week. Those boys are on breakfast at the moment, Joel and Fletch. Listened to a bit of it this morning, and I tell you, they sound good in the morning.
They do, mate. You know what I've always said is the Bears Head,
yeah,
he's a before 12 guy.
He gets up very early.
He does.
Head, he works out very early.
Good morning energy, too. He's the kind of guy you bump into him in the morning,
yes,
and he's full of beans. He's up. He's ready to go. He said, yeah, good to bump into him in the mornings.
Absolutely. Now, it is a hello and a welcome to you, Barney. You spoke before I introduced you.
Yeah,
so
well.
Reprimanded for that.
Mate, it's summer. It's loose,
it
you know.
It is. God,
we've got one more week of this, and then it's obeying the radio rules again.
Oh, God. Speaking of obeying no rules, there's a wild cat down the other end there. Hello, Gibbo, and welcome.
Hello, boys. Welcome to myself, Gibbo.
Yes,
you guys. Thanks for having me on again. It's a bit like when, do you remember in high school or primary school when they had like zone carnival, so all the good athletes went away? It's a bit like, you know, zone is happening. Everyone's, you know, focusing on breakfast, but we're still here and we're ready to go.
Sorry, are we zone? Are we the good athletes or are we the kids that stayed back that finally won?
I remember getting billeted at Bathurst.
No, we are. No, we are back at school. We're like all the cool kids are off at zone cross country championship, and so footy's going to be easy this lunchtime for us.
What is it? Just pop in a video and call it a lesson, eh?
Now the other thing is you've managed to knife 2 a.m. Tommy. Where's he gone?
Yeah, what's happening?
Our producer from last
week. Yeah, I'm not sure. We had a few creative differences, I believe.
Okay,
and I think you guys more broke him than I did. I was just a mentor to him.
From what I could hear, the main creative difference between you and him was the disagreement of whether the fart should go before the flush or you just stick to pure flush.
We've moved on from that. I saw your finger there. Don't push it. Don't. So you were teaching 2 a.m. Tommy the buttons. Were you happy with the results? Do you think he's ready to be a Mr. Buttons?
Well, it's not for everyone, Mr. Buttons. And I have said it is a stressful job.
It is.
You know, you just got to make sure you turn the mics off during the ad break. And that's and then usually everything else follows after that. But hey, look, it's been a great summer, boys. And I think we can, kick some goals this week.
I think so, too.
That's
so
a sports-related joke as well, guys.
Yes.
Yeah, nice.
Well, I think goals are kicked at some stages.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Now, you're 100% in charge this week.
Yeah.
You are at the wheel.
I'm at the wheel, yeah.
Holy He's two-seat Gibbo.
Two-seat. Mm. Wow. Okay. Hey, it's going to be exciting and also a big congratulazione to you.
Yep.
The boot's off. The moon boot's gone.
Yeah, the moon boot is off. And I feel like, you know, weight off my shoulders. A weight has come off my shoulders.
I mean, really.
Off the ankle.
Why were you wearing it on your shoulders?
No, my boot. Yeah, I don't know. I reckon it's just going to get a little loose this week, guys. I'll be honest. I've sort of checked out a little bit. I'm not going to lie to you guys.
It's the Monday afternoon pep talk we need.
You know what? And Gibbo, you've bloody earned it. God, you
Thank
work
you.
Hard over the summer.
I do
Who
work
else
hard.
Was in here, mate, on Saturday morning with the mowers and then late night Thursday with the weirdos? Nobody else.
Well, the weirdos are definitely in this studio this afternoon. But yeah, look, hey, I'm happy to be here, guys. And breakfast schmeckfest.
Ooh, is that 6 o'clock yet? How are we going?
Hey, Barney, massive day for you and your family.
Yeah.
You tell us what happened.
My youngest bloke started high school today. I know. I look too young. I sound too young. I was too young to have kids, I'll be honest.
How old were you when you had kids?
I was 27, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's not crazy.
No, it's not crazy young. See,
it's not Newcastle young, let's face it.
No, it is Newcastle young. Oh. It's not country. So, you know, my upbringing was I spent a lot of it in a proper country town, a little town on,
yes.
down on the border.
Yes.
And then the latter end of my teen years were in Newcastle.
Yes.
So I'm split allegiances in that sense. But for country, I was old dad. For city
yes.
and Newcastle,
yes.
All my mates there, I'm quite a bit younger. In
okay.
terms of
all right.
kids.
And so your boy started high school today.
He did. He started.
Emotional moment?
Not for him. He saw his mate that he was hooking up with, that he hangs out with. And basically, he seemed a little nervous because he's going to a school where he doesn't, none of the, I think he's the only one from his primary school going to the high school. And so he was a bit nervous, but he saw this kid that he hung out with on the orientation day. And as soon as he saw him this morning, he was like, yep, no worries. He went over to talk to him. And then he just looked over and just gave me a thumbs up from a distance.
Oh,
like, all right, Dad, you can piss off now.
Yeah, stop embarrassing me.
It was a bit of, can you stop crying? You know, that shouldn't take that many teachers to comfort you, Dad. And, you know, my little boy's over there.
Yeah, oh, mate. And it is an Opus Day high school, is it? Bunny,
well, not they're not
is it
quite
Illuminati?
As they're
Illuminati.
Not quite, they're not quite as liberal as the Opus Dei
okay.
schools, mate.
All right.
They run things a little tighter
okay.
than that, let
All
me
right.
tell you.
Fair enough. Gibbo, you just popped out of the studio. Is everything okay? You looked worried. You looked
everything's
face.
All right. Everything's good. How
okay.
are you guys going?
Yeah,
How's the
okay.
first 8 minutes going?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, we've got a cracking show coming up. An old friend of ours, Barney, Tommy Tuxedo, Tommy Erskine, will be joining us live here in the studio.
Yes.
He is, for you and I, he is the NFL aficionado in our lives.
He's basically the Rain Man of American sports.
He
watches everything. It's almost as though he has nothing going on in his life.
Absolutely. So he'll be in to give us a special USA report, mainly on, there was a big championship game that just took place just then. What was that?
Well, a couple of championship games, the NFC and the AFC championship games. So we now know who will be going into the Super Bowl.
Ooh,
in
are you going to tell us or is it a teaser?
No, it's a teaser.
Oh,
but Tommy,
God.
Mate, I'm not going to steal Tommy's thunder. You know what happens then.
Oh, I do. He gets very cranky. Now, we'll be crossing also this week, Gibbo, we're trying to do a bit of a national tour just to say thanks to all our many listeners that got
bit
in touch with us.
Bit of a farewell.
Yeah, around the country.
Kiss some babies, shake some hands, that sort of stuff.
And we're going to start in Brisbane by crossing to the guys up there, to Sports Day, Matt Rogers and Gary Belcher tonight. So all you Rogers Belchers fan, make sure you listen in. Are we going to work our way around the country, Gibbo, and speak to everybody?
I think that's the plan, Professor. If people answer their phones, we can go cross-country. Is there anywhere you would like not to call?
Is there anywhere you dislike in the country, Barney? I know you love Melbourne. You always have.
I'm a mad Melbourne fan. You know me. I'm all lattes and laneways.
You are.
It's going to seem a little petty, but I had a bad time in Cootamundra once.
There you go.
So if you're listening,
so we
which
won't speak to them.
You probably aren't unless you've got the app and they updated the Wi-Fi out there.
You know, I'm not a big Newcastle guy.
Newcastle's not big on you. Let me tell you that for nothing.
Josh Jenkins will be joining us for sports, but no Shawnee Omorod today. What's wrong with Shawnee?
Well, he obviously had a big weekend. I can only assume he was listening to the Hottest 100 like everyone else in this country. And, yeah, he's just not showing up for work.
I was listening to SEN.
If you remember Shawnee had...
Sorry?
What was on?
Sunday stuff.
Sunday stuff, but it was on Saturday.
Huh?
Sorry?
I was listening to the podcast.
Oh, the podcast. Yeah,
last Sunday.
You don't catch up on all the show's podcasts on the Saturday.
What do
you do with your time?
Now, Barney, we are asking and encouraging people to get involved in the show this afternoon for our last crazy week. Would you like to tell them the numbers they can get involved
in? Yeah, if you want to give us a call and, let us know where you are and you can be part of our national tour. 1-300-01-1170 is the number to give us a call on. Or if you're just a mad millennial who likes to text, send us a text. 0457-736-736. Feel free to get involved. It looks like a couple of people already have, Professor.
No.
Yeah.
Jeez, they're keen.
They are. Look at this. Here we go. Lundy. Lundy's early touch from Lundy here.
Here we go. Here
he
we
said,
go.
Afternoon, boys. SEN should change the name, change the breakfast show to the Wrecked Fast Show with Fletch and Joel. Fletch sounded over the early start pretty quick. He does lose interest too. That's his other thing.
Well, that's just, I think that's just a rugby league thing. After 80 minutes, they lose interest. It's Joel and Fletch should go for 40, then have about a 15-minute break. For 40.
Where Brooksy has to give him a halftime chat.
Tell them what they've done wrong, and then they just do their last 40, and then...
And then a press conference at the end.
That's right. 15-minute press conference. That should be the show. I've always said that with... footballers that get into broadcasting. Gibbo, how many times have I said that to you?
At least 15 this week.
Thank you, mate.
So that's quite a lot.
Thank you, mate. Now, Barney, what about this for a little thing we can do this afternoon? If you call in and you're from the most sort of, most remote town or the town with the funniest name? Or
the place we wouldn't have thought of.
Yes. Then what can they win?
Except for Cootamundra.
Have you got a prize we can give people this afternoon?
Yeah, I've got a prize. A Signet Power Bank valued at $59.95. So, I mean, they are... Very, very hot property around here. We could also come up with some other prizes. Just make them
up. Nice. I love it. Absolutely love it. So if you are
well, you don't send the power banks anyway I see on the text line.
True.
So if you are calling from the least expected place, then you win a power bank. Now, there's lots to talk about.
Here we go. Hello, Prof and Barn. I hope yous are well. I'm at work with the sneaky headphones in. How do you think my Tigers will go this year? Top eight or not? Thanks a lot, Big Bad Bubba.
Tigers, we're going to be doing a bit of spine chat today, aren't we?
Oh, we can chat. We might be able to chat some Tigers spine. This is Gibbo's specialty. He's known as the Cairo in here because how much he loves spines.
But we're going to be also pressing you today. We want to talk some platforms. We want to talk some engine rooms. Do you mind if we chat about engine
I
want to
know who's going to bend a line back.
Do you mind?
I like to call it the steam room.
The steam room.
The
steam room. So
talking about something different, Gibbo.
Oh.
I was talking rugby league forwards.
I wasn't talking rugby league forwards. I was talking weekend shenanigans.
I always
get confused.
I'm going to say Tigers, they will improve on last year.
Yeah,
Appy Coruscant, mate. That's all. He's very good.
Yeah.
And as far as I understand, as long as you have a decent rake, then your team goes okay.
Yeah, he's an impact rake, isn't he?
He is an impact rake. So if you think about the best teams in the league, if we do, Appy came from the best, then you had, Harry Grant.
Yep.
Then you have...
Well, who spent some time at the Tigers?
He was very good for the Tigers.
He
they did better when he was there.
The Tigers,
all those
top...
Correct me, and they're always in your spine.
Yep.
Most of the good teams have a very, very good hooker.
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to have better, more in-depth chats than that, I promise.
So let's say... Big Bad Bubba, let's make the call now. Mate, I think you're going to scrape in your eighth.
Ooh.
I'm going to say it.
Really?
Dare to dream.
So he's
I believe in the moves they're making out there. This is some exciting. There's be some exciting football with Tim Sheens and Benji. Benji trying to coach what Benji did.
That's true. Top eight or not, I'm going to say not.
Okay.
Gibbo?
Yeah, I'm not. I love that you've texted in, Big Bad Bubba, but I'm not too sure the Tigers are going to be winning too many games this year. Like you said, though, Appy Coruscant, great signing. David Clemmer will add a bit of punch to the steam room.
And some crazy eyes to that steam room.
Papali'i.
Papali'i, very good back rower.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see what happens, though, with Charlie Staines, whether or not he starts the year at fullback or will he be on the ding-a-ling.
Now, you think, where do you put Dane Laurie?
Dane Laurie.
On the ding-a-ling.
On the ding-a-ling. I think, two ding-a-lings. You've got Dane ding-a-ling and then Charlie Staines on the other ding-a-ling. Two wingers.
Hey,
lot to think about.
Yeah. And good tease for the spine chat.
Thank you. That's,
yeah. It's a mirror, backline chat.
Now, Barney,
spine chat. You, we've got the whole lot here.
You do. Now, you, I believe what caught your ear today actually involves rugby league. Is
it
that
is.
Right?
It is. You know how I start my Mondays is I have my my children, well, one of my children, the one that's still on holidays, the one that didn't have to start school today. I say, mate, go fetch me the paper.
Yes.
Open it to the Monday Buzz, Buzz Rothfield's column, and just read me what's going on. And this, sorry, yes.
So is Buzz back from holidays? Did he? Does he mate, been still doing what's the buzz over? Have I missed it? Does he co over the summer? Buzz.
Buzz over the summer he'll take a little bit of a break, but he usually has someone stand in and write the column for him. And that I think Karyanis has written a few.
Hey, can we
what's
talk
the
to
Karyanis?
Can we talk
what's
to Buzz
the carry
this week?
On? Why isn't that?
Yeah, that's good.
MC, give us a call if you're listening.
Buzz will talk to us.
Yeah, Buzz will have a chat.
He bloody loves a chat. All right, so what have you found in Buzz's column?
So in Buzz's column, this is the great news. It's because a lot of people are worried about this guy's job, but he's not worried about it. It is Hook. Anthony Griffin says he's not worried about his job. So this is, if you're a Dragons fan out there, this is all good news. And so he's opened up. He's had a chat to Buzz, and he's basically said, look, yes, in October there weren't great signs. They only had 3 footy players turn up to the awards night, the awards presentation. I'm assuming those 3 players knew they were getting awards and everyone else was like, wow.
I hope so.
So
Ben Hunt, Zach Lomax and
Michael Molo.
Michael
Molo apparently enjoys the feed there at St. George
That's
Leeds.
Right.
So he was
he didn't win an award.
No, he's just on board for the feed. But there was questions about the culture of the club, about the culture. He said, but he explains it. He goes, look, what happened was, a bit of a misunderstanding. No, we weren't happy. It wasn't great that we only had 3 players. But what you got to understand is it wasn't a good look, but there were reasons. It was 5 weeks after we finished, which is it's crazy St. George planning. Why would you allow for your awards night the fact that you might be in the finals? What are you thinking, St. George? Come on, know your club, for starters.
Oh, I see. So they left for 4 weeks.
Yeah, they were thinking, 4 weeks. Season finishes, we'll give them 4 weeks.
We'll go deep. Yeah, right.
Yeah. So it should be just after grand final day, guys. Here we go. And mate, everyone's on holidays. Right, so he said a lot of players had already gone to the World Cup. When he said that, when my son read that to me, I'm like, what? Hook, what are you talking about? It's St. George, mate. World Cup, that's representative football. What are you talking about?
Ben Hunt.
And then Ben was there. That's the irony, the one.
Oh, right. But did he? Oh, yeah, right. Ben Hunt was there.
But then he
but
added.
Ben Hunt
and then
went to the World Cup.
Yeah, I know. Well, he added this sentence that made it more sense. Yeah. Make sense. Or we're overseas on holidays. I was like, okay, probably there was players overseas on holidays. But so what happens was Griffin says that the camaraderie at the club is fine and well. The culture is fine and well. And he knew that because last month, December, they held a St. George Illawarra Christmas party down at the Winoona Surf Club, which great surf club if you can. It was lucky they could. They got it. Usually they hold their Christmas party at Paul Vaughan's place, but it hasn't hasn't worked out for the last couple of years.
Yeah, right. Hey, what's the Grand Cathedral like down there? Winoona.
Winoona. Yeah, it's awesome. Really awesome down there.
Shrapping?
I like Rainbow Bay Surf Club.
Oh, yeah,
bro. I've always said to you, Rainbow Surf Club, Rainbow Bay Surf Club is the best surf club in Australia. But
really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it was booked out. They couldn't.
I think so.
It's George Illawarra couldn't get it. But so then Hook says, listen, Christmas party, we had 150 turn up.
Wow.
So every player, the wives, the partners. So that's wives and partners. That's huge. Like some are bringing their wives and their girlfriends. It's that kind of club though. You can you can separate it off.
Yeah,
you
just that's great.
Do the old sitcom thing: 2 dates, 1 night. And the wives are partners, the kids, the staff, the board, everyone that was there. It was a fantastic night, a great atmosphere. It showed to me. This is Hook speaking. It showed to me we're going okay. He said, "I left there knowing there wasn't a culture problem." It has improved immensely. Everyone is on board. They have the fire in the belly, which I don't know if that's a shot at the catering or that they're keen to win a premiership. But, St. George Illawarra fans, guess what?
Oh, wow.
The atmosphere. So this is what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
What could have gone on? What goes on at Winoona Surf Club that would make a veteran coach, let's face it, Hook's been around the traps for a long time now, would make him think, you know what, this is good signs. This is the rugby league players I need.
Maybe Christmas cracker time, maybe that when they were doing the jokes, people were listening, engaging. Maybe helping each other with laughs that aren't necessarily, you know, welcome at that sort of time. What else happens at Christmas parties?
Injuries?
Well, like if I'm thinking of the SEN Christmas party that we went to.
Wasn't that a good time?
That was a good time for one of us in particular.
It was a great time.
And so, Gibbo,
yep.
Do you think that our Christmas party brought this team closer together and as a result we'll be playing September radio?
I think, yeah, I have to agree with that statement. Christmas parties are awesome. Injuries are not so awesome, but I don't think you can put down injuries to drunken tomfoolery. I think it was just bad luck.
Bad luck.
Could have happened to anyone. And
anyone drunk enough to fall off a chair?
Yes.
Yeah, it could. It could happen to anyone.
Lee Hadjipantelis, I've been on the phone to him. And, you know, maybe there's a little thing called workers' comp.
Ooh.
You know, I have to say also that bar, I don't know if those stools are regulation.
No.
Because some people had to, like, climb up them.
Yeah.
Like some of the shorter members of staff. Mm-hmm. I think you got a case. I think you got a lot of people you need to talk to.
Yeah, well, you know, on site now, like if you go above a certain height, you need to wear tethers, which I thought some of the more, minute, the smaller members of staff, maybe they need to have a tether for the high chairs.
I would have loved to have seen Gibbo, like, pass out and fall as he did and just be swinging on a tether.
That would have been amazing.
I do like to swing on tethers.
Well, we've heard.
But, yeah, I mean, this Winoona Surf Club looks like a very nice place for a Christmas party. Potentially the Wollongong office can go down there and visit. I'm not sure.
No, absolutely. Well, I mean, I think Hook dressing as Santa and getting each of the players to sit on his knee and ask them, you know, what do you want for Christmas? Which position do you want to play? I've still got 5 spots on my roster. Who would you like me to buy? Mm. I think having a meeting about, you know, the club while dressed as Santa and having grown men sitting on your knee brings you closer together.
You know, Hook is a good Santa too. I don't know if you've seen him as Santa.
He is.
There's no stuffing. He just throws it on and then, you know, I believe even last year, because they had the extra 5 weeks after the season, he spent a lot of that time just growing a long white beard.
Yeah.
So there's no, you know, that's why the kids were there.
Yeah.
You turn out, like my kids would go sit on Hook's knee as Santa. Well, they asked me even like before they've seen him as Santa, like
they just
cut
to
the coach's
knee.
Box. And my son goes, geez, he looks like he could grant a wish.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, he does, doesn't he?
Oh, my. Well, good luck to the Mighty Dragons this year. Top 8 or not?
Not.
That might become our little catchphrase there. Thanks, Big Bayer.
Question here from Dave from Frankston. Is Zach Lomax related to Bernie Lomax from Weekend at Bernie's?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. We'll take a quick break here on the Summer Run Home. After the break, it is the, it's the Professor's Ponderance this week.
Ooh, smoking ponderance.
Just a regular ponderance. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel, in stock now. Rotoflex by Blunston. Stability meets the freedom to move. The Summer Run Home with the Professor and Barney on SEN.
Yes, all afternoon long and all week long. Barney, text lines heating up, 0457 736 736 if you want to send us a little note.
Yeah, Simon says, afternoon, boys. Any update on when you absolute dribblers are wrapping up and Sugar and Fletch return? Simon, no update for you, mate, although there is a hint in this next text from 146 who says, going to miss you blokes next week. So, solve that mystery yourself, Simon, you goose. You like my radio talk back thing?
That
was a bit Darren Hinch, like, shut up, idiot.
A bit of the parrot in there. That was great. Hey, we got some news to go to here. Let's go to the news. We'll see you on the other side.
We're on SEN 1170. This is the Summer Run Home for the final week. There you go, Simon. There's a solution for you. You're with the Professor and Barney. We are having a great time. If you want to join us, give us a call, 1300-01-1170 or text in 0457 736 736. And that was great news there from Jason Regan, the great JR, giving us the good oil reading the news today, Professor. Now, you have one of the favourite segments the listeners have had over the summer has been your smoking pole and your smoking ponderance. What have you got for us today? You're smoking pole today, you're smoking ponderance.
I'm doing the ponderance today. There is a theme song, isn't there, Gibbo?
This is ponderous, man. Really ponderous.
Well, this theme song, by the way, mate.
Now, this, for all of you Fleetwood Mac fans out there, just a few. It's not Fleetwood Mac.
No, it's Gibbo. 2NUE.
I'm sorry. Hey, Marnus Labuschagne.
Labuschagne.
Yes, as he was originally known, or Loose Bus Change to some of you out there. He tweeted today, and you know it's always something interesting when old Marnus jumps on the Bluebird.
Yep. He's allergic to tedious information, isn't he?
He is. So there's a great photograph of the Australian cricket bag, and on the inside are large bags of coffee. Ooh.
Coffee,
yeah. You can probably pull that down now, Gibbo. It's
the music.
Yeah, I'm just the music.
Oh.
And Marnus has written just a few kilograms of coffee on its way to India. Then he's done a few emojis. One is the Indian flag. The second one is a coffee cup, and the third is a cricket bat and ball. He's asked to guess how many bags, and then he's written the runclub.coffee, which is obviously a company he's involved in that is involved in coffee. Yes.
I think I've seen this episode of Border Force. I think he's going to have some sort of exotic wildlife, some jams or something pulled from his bag. Or either that or he's smuggling a whole lot of cocaine into India. That's a classic trick, you know. You're the coffee to trick the sniffer dogs. What's he doing?
Well, I mean, I was going to dance around that and be really clever with it, but you've just come out.
Yeah, I sort of have, haven't I?
You flat out said it. I don't think he's smuggling that, Barney, but there's every chance.
What do you reckon he's smuggling?
Well, I just think it's coffee.
Really?
Yeah. I've went to our guys in the lab. Down to the Boffins, down in, well, you know, SEN lab.
Yeah.
And I said, can you enhance? And they enhanced. And I said, enhance again. They enhanced. And then I said, bingo, like that.
I thought you were going to say you went to the lab and they went, oh, yeah, smuggling cocaine. Oh, yeah, let me see what you can do.
No, I think it's just full of coffee. And these bags, they're a kilogram each coffee bag. And this is what I'm pondering, right?
Yep.
So if you look at that, and if you get a chance, have a look. Will we tweet that, Gibbo?
Yep.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
We'll put it up on the Twitter. It's 6 bags of 1 kilogram coffee across the top. And then I would say 6 bags deep of 1 kilogram coffee. So you're looking at 6 times 6, Barney, which is?
36.
36 kilograms.
Well, he's going to need excess baggage.
Well, no, it's 36 bags of
1 kilo coffee.
Yeah.
So that's 36 kilograms.
Yeah. Is that a lot of coffee to be taking?
How long are they got? How long is this tour for? Is it only like a month?
1 month. So there's the 4 tests and then there's a 3 ODI match, which I don't believe Marnus will be playing in.
So he's not going for more than 36 days. So he's going through 1 kilo of coffee a day? Is that what we're to believe?
Yes. So, and we were doing the maths on this. It's 140 coffees in each coffee bag.
Holy.
So he is across the tour drinking 5,040 coffees.
No wonder he's so fidgety.
Yeah. Which works out to be about 122 coffees a day.
That is a lot of coffees.
Is that a lot?
I'm not going to point fingers. I have almost, sometimes I'll have 4 coffees in a day. I'll have 3 regularly. So I'm only 119 behind him. Who am I to cast judgment on the poor bloke?
Yeah. I mean, we saw his habits with the toasty in that test.
Yeah, what an odd cat.
Maybe.
Surely that's not good for your system. Coffees. 122
well,
coffees a day.
Well, it is called the Run Club. Sorry, the Runs Club. Is that why they've named the bags?
Oh, because he's got the runs. That might be, because nothing will make you more regular than a morning cup of Joe. I mean, there was a time, did I tell you about the time we went to Legoland in Malaysia, and their breakfast buffet involved Malaysian, like, laksa soups, and I was having that with a coffee, and let me tell you, set a countdown timer.
Well, he's in India, so...
He's going to be on the curries.
He'll be on the curries, and then he's having 122 coffees.
Oh, my God.
What are his guts made out of?
Mate, the guy's
steel
he's going to turn inside out. He's going to be careful.
I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Now, Gibbo also tossed up another theory.
Okay.
He's opening a coffee shop. Ooh. In India. The Runs Club.
Is coffee big in India? Do we know?
Huge.
Like, is it a...
It's huge.
Oh,
it's
tea, huge. Tea, sorry. I was thinking tea's about
huge.
Tea.
Like, but it might be an untapped...
My mistake. Commonly get those two confused because they are hot and they're in usually like mugs as well.
They sort of come in the same vessel. Also, you can buy them at the same shop.
Can you?
It's not different shops.
Coffee shop
sells tea.
Yeah.
It sort of reeks of, it's, you know, when those
guys.
Reeks
of coffee. Well, everything's going to reek of coffee with that.
I didn't say that, but like, you know, when someone starts a company and they just peddle it to all their mates. It seems a bit like that, don't you think? Like,
it's just another one of these.
This isn't like Tupperware coffee, is it? Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, if you sell certain amount of bags, you'll go up, you'll be a regional.
Oh, like pyramid scheme. Yeah, well, I think we've nailed it on the head here, boys.
Oh, man.
Gates closed.
It might be like all these people that are getting into these, you know, backyard breweries.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got my own beer now. It's called, I don't know.
It's called Rochie's.
Rochie's Red Stuff.
Yeah. Well, and the name needs work, but
it does. But you know what I mean? Every second person's got a bloody brewery now.
Yeah.
Bloody hell. All right. I guess the last thing before we do go to a break is, are his flights then tax deductible if he is opening up a coffee shop? So
yeah, definitely. He's going for work.
He's going for work. So, okay. All right.
So, yeah, you'd have to think so, wouldn't you? Mate, I cannot wait. Until the he's sprung coming back into Australia with 35 packs of coffee. So it turns out it took way too much. Border Force aren't going to believe that shit.
Or when he arrives and they're like, did you bring your cricket gear? And he goes, just got coffee.
It's called for new coffee.
All right, another break. Here we go.
Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel, in stock now. Rotoflex by Blunston. Stability meets the freedom to move. The Summer Run Home with the Professor and Barney on SEN.
Yes, it is the Summer Run Home. It is for the final week. We're having a wonderful time and it is a big day for American football, Barney. You love your NFL.
I do love my NFL. So today, for anyone who doesn't know, today was the two divisional championships, the NFC and the AFC championship games. The winners of those then go head-to-head in the Super Bowl in 2 weeks' time. Why do they have a week off? Why not have a week off? You know,
like
what I mean?
The AFL, they have a week off.
Yeah. Except, AFL.
Oh, no, they have it before the finals.
Traditionally, the NFL have their Pro Bowl in that week off, which doesn't really mean a lot, but it gives people something to watch.
Now, and we've brought in an expert today,
a
colleague of ours.
Yes.
Man, we referred to as Tommy Tuxedo, but his real name is Thomas William Edgar
Winston
Peterson Bartholomew III Erskine. Welcome, Thomas. How are you?
Yeah, good, guys. How are we?
Yeah.
You almost got all the names.
Did I get them all?
Yeah.
How many middle names do you have?
I've got five.
Five middle names.
Yeah. So long line of royalty.
Yeah, that's what it is. Now, you are a proper American sports nuffy.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the greats. And I'm assuming that you watched every moment of these two games of NFL.
Yeah, I did. I watched every moment except for I missed a little bit of the third quarter of the second game because I went down to Char Grill Charlie's. To get myself some hot chips.
No. Not a sponsor,
but
it is a sponsor,
Of us now.
No, of the channel it is.
Oh,
did you know that?
I was about to just say they ran out of chips, so I had to get wedges.
That's okay. You got wedges.
But you put enough gravy on it.
That's
no one knows.
That's the problem. You know, Char Grill Charlies don't realise the NFC game is your traditional hot chip game.
Right, okay. So everybody was loading up on hot chips.
Yeah, so I had to have gravy soddened. Fat chips.
Oh, yeah.
They do sound good. God, you know what I always do? I always go the chicken schnitzel roll. Is this why we're here? Why are you here?
This is the Char Grill Charlie report.
I actually brought my calorie book. So,
did you have your book
there? I thought you had notes.
Hey, Tommy, what was the first game? Talk to me. What day did they play? Where was it played? Who were the people and what happened?
So they played today.
This is the first game?
The first game. Yeah, the NFC Championship game. It was the Philadelphia Eagles versus the San Francisco 49ers. It was the battle of the best defense in the league versus the best offense.
Oh, that's great.
And it also, like, the other big story going in was the 49ers quarterback, Brock Purdy. He was Mr. Irrelevant in the draft, so he was picked the very last pick of the draft. But yeah, it all spiraled out of control from there for the San Francisco 49ers.
So Eagles got it done. What was the score?
31-7, I believe. Ooh, was the end score, which is an absolute smothering in a championship game. You'd hope for the viewers would hoping for a bit more of a contest, but there a few things went the wrong way for the 49ers, and then they by the end of the game they'd just given up on life. So,
right,
yeah.
So but let's talk to me about Brock Purdy. So he was the third string quarterback.
For
anyone that doesn't know, yours and my lingo here, if you're not hip to it, that means there was two blokes in front of him basically in the position.
Oh,
yeah.
So, yeah.
This is great.
He's when your quarterback gets injured,
yeah,
there's a guy that goes in, and when that guy gets injured, boom, right, Brock Purdy, Mr. String, Irrelevant.
And he came in after Jimmy G went down, and then their starter Trey Lance broke his ankle in week two. Yeah, he came in, and everybody was like, well, last pick of the draft, this guy's going to be a bugger's muddle. But he'd turned out that he was... I don't know if
it's
I can say
good.
That. He turned out that
you can say
he didn't lose. He didn't lose a game. He didn't lose a game. Until today. Yeah,
did lose one, didn't he? Yes. The most important one.
So, in terms of celebrities are at the game.
Yeah.
For a bloke that's more, just listen to me.
I was gonna ask a follow up about Purdy.
Oh, go on then. No, ask
Purdy
your Purdy
get
question.
Injured
so
in the
what,
game?
So what? This is how it all spiraled out of control. And actually, even if you're not an American football watcher or an American sport watcher, it's actually a really great little thing that happened. Was Purdy did his UCL in his elbow, so he had nerve pain, so he couldn't grip the football. So they took him off. They put this other guy on called Josh Johnson, who's been to 13 teams in 10 years. He's had more teams than years, so he's an absolute battler. Came in and he got knocked out. They basically lost both quarterbacks, and they started like miking up the helmet of the running back, Christian McCaffrey.
Wow.
And that's basically where it all fell through. And then when he got knocked out, they brought the injured guy back on who couldn't throw, and they just ran the ball for two quarters.
They didn't think of going to going to the crowd.
Oh, that'd be good.
Suit up, we need you.
But yeah, two people got ejected out of the game. It turned into an absolute street brawl. Ben Stokes, I think, might have played.
Can I ask about the celebrities?
Yeah, go now.
Were there any celebrities there?
Yeah, Bradley Cooper was there.
There you go. God, he's handsome.
And his hair was glistening.
Was it?
Oh,
was it?
God,
what was he wearing?
It was shiny AF. What was he wearing? He was wearing like a vintage Philadelphia Eagles coach's jacket because he's a Philly native.
Was Will Smith there?
Will Smith, no, wasn't there. But
no,
Bradley's Philadelphia.
He moved to Bel Air though.
Kevin Hart was there. Kevin Hart was there, but no one could see him. Hear him though. You could
had
hear
to,
him.
Had to stand on a chair. He's one of the great screaming Eagles, isn't he?
No,
in the crowd.
He is.
Yeah, he's screaming Eagles fan.
I don't think it's screaming Eagles.
Yeah. Is that their supporter group, the Screaming Eagles?
I thought they were the Cheesesteaks.
Both teams sound euphemistic. The 49ers against the Screaming Eagles. You just That's a fun Saturday night for Gibbo.
I didn't hear any.
I know which one I'd pick.
do we need to take a break here, Gibbo?
If you'd like to.
Why don't we take a break? We'll tease
the AFC Championship
game.
Stop, yes. I've just got my nervous sweats going, so I'm on a roll boys.
Just before you go, who's in the AFC one, just to tease it?
It was the battle of the two big guns. It was Kansas City Chiefs versus the Cincinnati Bengals.
Chiefs and the Bengals. All right, stick around for that. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel, in stock now. Rotoflex by Blunston. Stability meets the freedom to move. The Summer Run Home with the Professor and Barney on SEN.
Yes, it is the Summer Run Home with the Professor and Barney, and joining us now is Tommy Erskine, who is sick for NFL, and he's giving us all the lowdown. Just for the break, Barney, Tommy, you teased Kansas City.
Yeah, the
versus,
AFC Championship.
Who did they play? Sorry,
Cincinnati
Miami
Bengals.
Cincinnati.
It's good to know that you know your stuff.
No,
mate. No, it's good. It's good stuff.
Who won? What happened?
The
and
Chiefs
who
got
were the celebrities.
Chiefs got it done in Arrowhead. They'd lost last four games against the Bengals, so going in there and getting it done. Exact same score as last year, but the reverse result. Field goal on the Hooter. To win it for Kansas City. They're going to their third Super Bowl in 4 years. So
that means the Super Bowl is who, Tommy?
Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs versus Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles. So it's going to be a belt. It's the Kelce Bowl. So two brothers are playing in the one Super Bowl. on opposing sides.
Oh,
so
that's
Jason Kelce versus Travis Kelce.
That's a dream for like the American media in the lead up. You can hear so many good stories about who's mum going for, who's dad going
the
for.
Who's stepmum going for? The guarantee is the goober parents are going to be wearing one of those stupid jerseys cut in half.
Oh, God.
Oh, I hope stepmum just picks one. I've never liked the other one.
I think they're still married, mate.
There's Tommy. Is there Tom?
Where did you get the stepmum story?
Why are you just throwing divorce to make the story more juicy?
Yeah, you know what? Tommy, you know what these Americans are like?
Yes.
Any celebrities at that game?
Yes, Margot Robbie was there.
No!
No, she wasn't. I didn't see any celebrities, so I just had made one up.
She was in Stefanos Tsitsipas's box last night.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, no, that's okay.
She's in his role.
All right, time for the news. We'll be back.